What's going on, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc, an eye on the market, where I go over the list of 32 ETFs that we can trade options and trade stocks within those ETFs. Today is April 18th, 2021, and cryptos, that's why I had to open it up with a chart of Bitcoin, because cryptos took a hit last night. Pretty much everything down the line was down between 15 to 30%. So you can see a sea of red. The only thing bright that's green, still green, is Dogecoin. Is it just Dogecoin in here? And that's on a 24-hour thing. That's because they had so much of a run-up. But Dogecoin is still managing to hang up in there. And see, my daughter had a little bit of Dogecoin in her portfolio there. She was able to 3x her money. She had a little bit in there, but I was like, hey, yo, 3x your money. I didn't get into Dogecoin. I didn't get the Dogecoin, but I was looking to get it. Now it's, hey, you gotta go where the money is, right? And while everything else is red, Dogecoin is up 9% relative to the rest of the market. So aside from that, stocks continue to go up on Friday over the week. Been pretty busy, so haven't really looked at the market like that. But for the ES, you know, they're marking all-time highs. Still trading like my positions, but like EWZ, that one did pretty good. I didn't grow that position as big as it should have been, but it was just too busy. You gotta find more time to trade, right? So here's the NASDAQ. NASDAQ pushing the point of control up. You know, they're pretty much banging on the all-time highs, like ready to blow up. They keep hitting that ceiling enough times, it'll break all those all-time highs, and that might continue for a while. I don't know about the euphoria, or it could be a big dump, but it'll continue for a while for stocks to climb. Check out gold. Gold is 1777. So it's forming a pretty good structure, ready to move up again. It's based out pretty good on March 8th and March 30th. So gold could have already bottomed out at the 1670 mark. And silver is trading at 26, which is still in that consolidation. $29, it was the peak up in August, but still in that consolidation. Trading in the 26s, still good, because the longer it moves sideways, the higher it's gonna be pushed. So there's pretty good trading and position building, position trading to, you know, to still do good in these markets. So without further ado, this is being recorded. Will be available exclusively only on Theta TV. So I know it's hard to download the node and make sure that's running and this and that in order for you to watch the videos, but that's how you earn T-Fuel. That's the whole point. You have to have an engine running while you can view the videos. So I know it's tough, but you know, eventually the more people get into it, the more advantage it'd be for everybody, even for the viewers. So without further ado, let's get into the broad 32 ETFs. First up, we have oil, USO, trading at 43.18. Kind of moved up this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Consolidating right at that point of 33.40 and 32.80. So we can see this consolidation to continue. Now, I see kind of like a supportive bottom here, which can mark a new support area. So for USO, prices of gas is going up and most likely it'll continue to just trickle up slowly. But USO looked like it marked a good support area of 39.70s, 39.30s. So the probably likelihood of USO moving back down and testing those are a little bit slimmer. But in order for it to move up, like say above 40, 45 and maintain, it's got to bounce off of the 41s just to shell out, empty out any orders that were left in that area. And they'll just be strong hands after that. Still, there's just a lot of traders been in USO. Next, we have XOP. XOP is also doing like a consolidation. Good bullish flag. Yeah, as far as like position building, that's kind of like what I see across the board as far as stocks and the crypto is position building. I like to like XOP, like buy more in that range, you know, for a long, or for some consolidation. But honestly, like I've been doing a lot better just trading stocks versus doing these consolidation trades, but doing them in the stocks and indices themselves, just because the ETFs, they don't have enough juice, you could say, and they move a little bit slower. But definitely a good thing to practice on the ETFs, because they move a little bit slower and it gives you time to react and reestablish your position. Because that's why I did it. I started with ETFs, so. But OIH, which is oil services, same thing. Kind of starting to move up, probably closer to this level. To break the 340s, I mean 240s. UNG, natural gas, looks like it has a support, found some support. It's moving up. So, might be trading around 9.903. Still, natural gas futures are at 268. So, that's a lot better from being under the $2. Next is XLE, same thing, kind of structure building here. Looking for a support and looking to move up, retest the 56. XLU is one that's been moving up hard for the last few months, from the 58s up to the 68s. and they're looking to almost break all-time highs, which is 67.93. And they're at 67.20. So UNG, people looking for safety, have gotten it. Moving up above all-time highs, looking to retest them again. And XLU is probably a good one to hold long-term. The dividends are good. When they do come down, they do come down pretty good. So that's one point of caution. Another good one's been working has been the industrial sector, XLI. They look like they hit all-time highs on Friday of 101.80. So XLI trading at 101.14, brushing those all-time highs. Next is XLB, material sector, and materials gone up. They hit all-time highs on Friday of 82.88. And the materials of everything has been going up in price. It's been more scarce. So material sector should be seeing higher prices above 82.80. We'll probably see in the 100s soon. Next one is XME. Another one. This one you can probably get cheap maybe still, but not really. It's already doubled since August, since last year. It's trading at $23. Now it's trading at 40. All-time highs was 41.98. Right now it's trading at 41.11. Kind of structure building slowly drifting up. So metals and mining, industrial sector, those are all good ones to note down. MJ sector kind of got hated after a big rush to 35. Now it's back down trading at 21. XBI coming off its highs of 174. Now it's at 131. Looking for support. Next is XLV, and they're going up to all-time highs. We're going to the opposite of XBI. They're trading at 121.62. Hit all-time highs on Friday. And this is another sector to just keep an eye out. Actually, all these sectors good to keep an eye out, just because these are the ones that have the movers in them. So, you know, this is pretty strong. So I have my setup where you can see a list of the ETFs and what's in them. So we got Pfizer, Eli Lilly, Gilead, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, AbbVie, United Health, Amgen, Medtronic, and Thermo Fisher Sciences. So those are the ones that we want to trade. Highest of them all was Pfizer. They were up 2.5%, followed by Eli Lilly and Gilead. So that's the stuff that we're looking for. You can trade in there, and at this point with the structure, I take a couple long and one short maybe, just because it could be going into exhaustion. So XLV kind of pushing up a lot euphoric good place to find consolidation. Let me see, XLV. The volatility is still low, so volatility has been going down, down, down for a while. Now we have XRT, the retail. They're looking to break all-time highs of 99.24. They're trading at 92.74. Next is XLP. It's mostly Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Coke, and Pepsi. And while those have been consolidating, XLP has been moving up just because there are other companies. And we can do the same thing, see what other companies in XLP were doing. Estee Lauder, so Constellation Brands. So a lot of them are in the green. Led by Lam Weston. I remember shorting that company. But they're pushing up to all-time highs in the consumer staple sector. Next is XLY. XLY is trading at 179.87. All-time highs was 180.16. And looks like they're led by Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's. And they've been on a run ever since the 5th. So since last week, 2 weeks ago, they went from 5 to 6. So they jumped up $1,000 having one share of Amazon, two Home Depots, and three McDonald's. Next, semiconductors. So the semiconductors have been in a consolidation between 120 and 158. They'll be consolidating and then moving up. I'm gonna just keep on going. Next, IYR. The real estate sector is breaking all-time highs of 96.60. And getting into exhaustion, I think. Next is XLF, financial sector. They've been consolidating, kind of moving up. So they also, like the rest of the market, enjoyed all the free cash everywhere. Next are the bonds, TOT. They've also been moving up after they hit a low of 132.72. Right now they're at 139.26. So can probably see them consolidate, maybe even have a move up depending on what happens to the stocks. Next is gold. We talked about that. Almost formed. Looks like they formed a double bottom at the, and this is GLD, at 158.55. The gold price would be between 17,000 and 16.78. Looks like they kind of retested that and got rejected. So we should see prices higher above the 1700 mark. Right now they're trading at 1777. So gold's a good spot to pick up, I think, for to add, I guess you could say, for the long-term hold. Next is GDX. GDX is also bouncing up off the 30s. Now they're trading at 36.03. Volatility's kind of moving up a small bit, but not really. Volatility's been coming down in the overall market. Next is the US dollar, UUP, trading at 24.65, bouncing off the 24.05. So the dollar's gaining strength. For the last 2 weeks, it's been weakening a lot. But gain strength overall for the year. Next is the Q's. They kind of made a structure. Around the 7th of March. So we should be seeing higher prices from here on out with the Q's, probably IWM also, just because it's been trading sideways for a long time. Good for the overall indices. And here's the SPY, all-time high of 417.99. FXI kind of a downtrend, but probably going to be seeing some support just because you know, things are getting better around the world. Next is India. They've kind of been trading sideways also, hit an all-time high of 43.84. Right now they're trading at 41.19. Their volatility has been pretty stable. It's a little bit low, but not as low as it's been before. So volatility in India is picking up a little bit more. I think it's just a lot more buying. So probably good to go along on a lot of indices. Next is Russia. And Russia looks like I have marked it. And it's been trading sideways between the 26. Between 26 and 24 for a while, but now it's broken above the 26. Probably gonna see higher prices in RSX. The Eurozone hit an all-time high of 80.45. So they look like they're about to lead the rest of the indices. Next is Mexico. And this is emerging markets, EEM. And them also, looks like they marked a double bottom. So see some curl up, some more consolidation, and then try to retest and go into the 60s in the next few months. EWW Mexico, looks like they're in the middle of a breakout, hit all-time highs on Friday of 46.94. So EWW, definitely looking to go along. And last but not least is EWZ. Which the consolidation to the breakout trade is, you know, I gathered up some right there. Should have added that bonus that I put on saying that it would go up to the 36s, but that's what next week is for. So I'm looking for this to keep on trading between 32 to 39. So my spreads are a lot wider, capturing all that data that's available. I'll have some tight ones and some short-term ones. But as of right now, it looks like volatility is on the lower end. So it's good to buy option spreads or buy calendars or buy butterflies versus doing anything else. Anyways, thanks for watching. Have good luck trading this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.